The following is a lecture entitled How to Be Always Enthusiastic in Krishna Consciousness, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on June 18th, 2015 in Melbourne, Australia.
Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vidantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadudam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadeshatarine.
So, I've been asked to speak tonight of how to always stay enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. Actually, Prabhupada taught me how to do that. He ordered me to do that. So I will share with you what I learned from Prabhupada. Actually, he wrote me a letter when I was a brand new brahmachari back in 1971. I had written some letter expressing my enthusiasm for spreading this movement, and he said, I can see that you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy, eager for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So note the connection between those two things, being enthusiastic and getting the blessings of Krishna. There's a reward for being enthusiastic. It's not just something out there in the blue, in the void, or in the impersonal Brahman. When you're enthusiastic to serve Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. This is the point. Krishna is not imagination. He's not a fantasy. He's not somebody who's dead and gone, who's somebody who's 5,000 years away from us, or billions of light years in distance away from us in the spiritual world. Krishna is alive and real. He's right here, right now. Krishna is omnipresent. He's within your heart. He's within every atom. He's between every atom. There's nowhere where Krishna is not present. He's the source of everything. He's the owner of everything. He's the proprietor of everything. He's the controller of everything. So if you connect with Krishna, you connect with everything. You're not connected from anything. Just like people like to get online now on the internet. Now I'm really connected. I'm online, you see. But the internet is practically nothing. It's an infinitesimal fragment of a fragment of a fragment of the Krishna net, you see. So when you get online with Krishna, then you're absolutely connected with everything in the perfect state of harmony with all living entities throughout all the universes. So the key to get that connection, the password is called enthusiasm. Enthusiasm for bhakti, enthusiasm for devotion, 9 different activities of devotion. Especially hearing and chanting. If you're enthusiastic to hear about Krishna, you're enthusiastic to talk about Krishna, you're enthusiastic to vibrate Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
That amazing person who has unlimited power, unlimited beauty, unlimited wealth, unlimited renunciation, unlimited fame, and unlimited opulence. That person will personally connect with you and bless you with unlimited mercy at every minute. So there's something you gain by being enthusiastic for devotional service. You gain something more valuable than even the big demigods who control the universe have, you see. You gain something more than a big politician or a multimillionaire or a rock star or anybody that's considered admirable or enviable in this material world. You immediately exceed all of them a million times over when you connect with Krishna. So that enthusiasm is wonderful. And the way to get it, actually, is to associate with enthusiastic devotees. That's what how I got it, you see. I associated with Vishnu Janaswami, and he was really enthusiastic. And I caught the disease from him, you see. You got to find a devotee who has that disease, but he's really enthusiastic, always enthusiastic for devotional service. And you have to take advantage of that devotee's association, hear from him, serve him, inquire from him, you see. So in this way, this wonderful disease of enthusiasm will become transferred to from his heart to your heart, and you'll always be enlivened to hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, serve Krishna, bow down to Krishna, absorb yourself in Krishna, everything. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Some people say, but wouldn't that get boring? I mean, don't you need a little variety, you know? I mean, only Krishna for all of eternity? But you have to understand, Krishna is not an ordinary person. Krishna is the reservoir of unlimited pleasure. Everything that exists, exists within Krishna. You understand? Krishna is the sum total, the summum bonum. He's the supreme person who manifests everything from himself. So, there's unlimited pleasure. Any pleasure you enjoy in this world, or in any world, is just a little fragment of a fragment of a fragment of the pleasure of serving Krishna. So, whatever pleasures you may feel are really great, you'll get millions of times better by devotional service to Krishna. Millions of times better pleasure. So, just learn to connect with Krishna. And the easiest way is through his name. In this age, the Lord has appeared as Nama, Nama Avatar. It's so sublime, it's so easy. Those two syllables contain everything you could ever want, anything you could ever want to have, anything you could ever want to achieve for all of eternity. It's all there in those two syllables, Krishna. So just try to chant with feeling. Just try to say Krishna's name with love, and a whole world will open up to you beyond this material existence, beyond the heavenly planets, an amazing dimension called the Paravyoma, the spiritual sky where people never die, and they live as eternal youths in unlimited varieties of pastimes with Krishna in five different rasas of neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, and conjugal. You can be there. You can be one of those intimate associates of Krishna. Actually, you are. Did you know that? You're one of the intimate associates of Krishna in the spiritual world. But you've forgotten it. You're thinking you're an Aussie or an Indian or whatever you may think you are, you see. A male, a female. These are all, this is called upadhi, designations, material designations. So Rupa Goswami says, Sarvapadi nirmuktam tat patat vena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakta ruchate. Give up all these designations. Sarvapadi nirmuktam. Give up all material contamination, all the nirmalam, the dirt of the heart. Give that up. Become restored to your original identity of a servant of Krishna, Rishikesha, Rishikesha, Sevanam, by engaging all of your senses in the service of Krishna. That is called devotional service. So you really just need to understand what is devotional service and how it actually enables you to enter into that transcendental dimension even while you're in your present body. You don't have to wait till you die to go back to Godhead. You can enter that spiritual realm right now. It's waiting for you within your heart. You can push the button right now and go. You just got to give up all your material attachments and have one attachment only, and that's to Krishna, 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 Krishna. Is it? The trouble is we're too attached to these material things. There's one story of one man. He's living in a horrible wasteland. There was no food. Practically, he was dying. He was practically dying. But he came upon a river. He's an amazing river. He noticed on the other side it was a beautiful paradise with flowers and trees and waterfalls and people singing and dancing in ecstasy. A beautiful place, a paradise. And the people were calling him, "Come, just swim across the river, come and join us." But he had become very attached to a rock. And there was no way he could cross the river if he kept his rock. It was too heavy to swim with the rock. So he was thinking, "Well, it just looks so nice, but I'm really attached to this rock." He couldn't give up the rock, you see. The rock had no value for him, but he imagined the rock was very valuable, because he had nothing else to put his love and devotion into. So this is the reality, you see. We had this desire to love God. But because we don't know how to connect with God, because we are not connected with God, we take that tendency, that propensity we have to give all of our love to God. And where do we give it? What is the three letters G-O-D spelled backwards? D-O-G, dog. We give it to dog. Just like we were greeted by dogs today when we entered the country of Australia. The sniffing dogs. So, we give our affection, instead of giving our affection to God, we give our affection to dog, to cat, to monkey, to mundane family members, to country, society, friendship and love, all these. We give our affection in that place where we're going to remain bound up in the cycle of birth and death. Instead of watering the root of the tree, we want to water the leaves and branches. This is our foolishness. This is our mistake. You don't water the leaves and branches of the tree. You water the root of the tree. And that's how you actually give nourishment to the tree. So this art we have to learn. It's not that the leaves and branches are neglected. It's not that my dear wife, or my dear husband, my dear mother, my dear father, my dear children, my dear brothers, my dear countrymen, my dear friends are neglected when I give all my love to Krishna. That's how they are actually truly loved. You understand? Unless you channel your love through Krishna, your love is tainted with egotism, with a false sense of proprietorship. You have to channel all your love through Krishna. And then by loving, giving all of your love to Krishna, automatically you become the best lover, the best friend, the best well-wisher of all living entities throughout all of existence, not just in your city or your county or your country. But you become the best well-wishing friend of all living entities and every species also. Even the microbial germs that you can't see with your naked eyes, you become the well-wisher of every single living entity throughout all of existence when you channel all of your love through Krishna. Therefore, we have to simply learn this art of how to channel all of our love through Krishna by being always enthusiastic to hear about him, to talk about him. I mean, what could be more wonderful than talking about Krishna? Machchita mangata prana bodhayantak parasparam katayastam tyasam nityam tashanticha brahmanticha. Krishna says, "The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss." by enlightening one another and conversing about me. Well, I can tell you, here I am talking about Krishna tonight, and I'm bliss and heavy. I mean, this is nectar. I mean, this is more valuable than diamonds and gold and rubies and emeralds. Just to be able to talk about Krishna, there's nothing more wonderful. It's so enlivening, it's so uplifting, it's so purifying, it's so beneficial. This is what the world needs. Many people talk about social reform, environmental reform, so many reforms and revolutions they want to bring about to make the world a better place, but all of them are a sham. All of them are a shame because they don't actually bring the real solution. There's only one solution for all the problems that ail humanity, and that is Ishavashamidam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagajam Jagatena Chaktena Bunjita Magradakasha Svidanam. Ishapanishad Mantra. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. Therefore, one should accept only those things necessary for himself, which have been set aside as his quota, knowing well to whom everything belongs. So understand the proprietorship of the Supreme Lord and engage everything in his service. This is the perfection of our lives. This will be the perfection of our society, the ISKCON, the Hare Krishna movement. This will be the perfection of the whole world, the perfection of Australia, the perfection of the U.S., Russia, every country in the world, if they can just come to this Ishavasha conception. We won't have to spend millions and billions of dollars on nuclear weapons. You see, because we're afraid of somebody else's nuclear weapons. Why don't we understand the supreme nuclear weapon? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And drop it on the heads of everyone. Bomb the whole world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Blow up the whole world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Okay, now we'll take some explosive questions. Give me one. Oh my God, we'll be here till midnight, maybe till 3 in the morning. Let's see what I can do to go through. Okay. Is completeness or competitiveness in spiritual life enthusiasm, or should its service opportunities be shared? Well, there is transcendental competition. I've told this story many times. When I was a young brahmachari, I was always envious of those devotees who got Prabhupada's association. I mean, I hardly got any Prabhupada's personal association, only a few occasions, a few letters. There were devotees who spent weeks and months living with Prabhupada. I mean, I can't imagine the extent of their good fortune. They would serve Prabhupada, they'd be with him for hours, they'd be cooking for him, talking to him. Prabhupada would call for them. Where is so-and-so? Please have that devotee come here. So much personal interaction with Prabhupada. I didn't get that. So I was envious of these devotees who were getting all that personal association. So I felt bad because your devotee is not supposed to be envious, right? So I wrote Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, I'm envious of my godbrothers. You're getting so much of your association. What can I do to get free from this envy? And he surprised me by his answer. He said, transcendental envy means when you see that others are getting more mercy than you, you should try harder so you can also get the mercy. So if you see that others are advancing very nicely in Krishna consciousness and you feel like, well, I'd like to be doing that too, well, go for it. Try to please Krishna more than they are by your sincerity. And be inspired. This transcendental competition is very nice. This devotee, he chants so nicely. Let me try to chant better than he does. But always in the mood of humility and gratitude. This devotee is a great inspiration for me. He always remains a great inspiration. So there is a transcendental competitiveness. But it's not based on putting others down. It's based on appreciating others. How to remain enthusiastic when one cannot have much association of devotees on the weekdays? Well, you have to carry them in your heart. One of my godbrothers, he was sent all alone to Germany to preach, and he was staying in West Berlin. He didn't have any money. He was staying in some condemned building. It was very, very cold. He didn't have a place to stay, and he was trying to start our movement in Germany. And Prabhupada told him, he said, by remembering my humble teachings, you will always have my association and the association of your God brothers also. So just remember Krishna's instructions. Just remember Prabhupada's teachings. And then you'll always be in the association of the devotees. How to make progress in bhakti? Well, you have to have a spiritual master and be fully surrendered to his instructions. That's how you make progress. I am very casual in my practice of Krishna consciousness. How do I improve? Get serious. Stop being... casual means casualty. Don't get serious now. Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and become his obedient servant. That's how you get out of the rut of casualties. Consciousness. Could you please let us know what Prabhupada stands on eating chocolates? Prabhupada actually said he gave a concession to one God brother, but he also said we should not do it. It's intoxicant. So he said better not to take advantage of concessions. So there is a concession. The Prabhupada gave my godbrother Dhananjaya Prabhu, when he started the restaurant in Vrindavan, the MVT restaurant, they still have chocolate there. But Prabhupada actually said we should not take chocolate. So you can choose to follow strictly what Prabhupada said we should do, or you can take the concession. I prefer to, because Prabhupada said don't take advantage of concessions. So I prefer to follow the strict line. That's better. Could you share your realizations of how Krishna is reciprocating with you? Well, the fact that I'm here tonight is a reciprocation of Krishna. How to control the sex desire? Well, you can have Krishna conscious children, or you can just forget about the damn thing and think about Krishna. It'll go away. It's like if you put a glass of water out, here's a nice cup of water, you see, you put it on the table for a few days, it'll be empty, it'll evaporate away. So if you just ignore your sex desire and keep chanting Hare Krishna, one day you wake up and you realize you don't have it anymore. You go, wow, ki jai. Cupid's not bothering me anymore. His little arrows. He's realized I'm in a hopeless case. He's not bothering me with his arrows anymore because I'm too attached to Krishna. What do you mean by enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness? You want to give your whole life to this movement. Every thought, every word, every deed to push forward this movement to save the whole world. That's called enthusiasm. I've been associating with devotees for the last 6 to 7 months and attending lectures, but still might say surrendering to Krishna is not there. I want to increase it, but it is not happening. Why don't you ask Krishna? Krishna, I want to have faith. Please help me. He'll do it. He'll give you faith. What is the importance of chanting, hearing, and reading? Because it connects you with Krishna. How to control the mind filled with false ego? Always remember this verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivara Svarupahai Krishna Arinichadas. The constitutional position of the living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna. Always remember them. Memorize that verse and chant it often. What is the importance of homeschooling in today's environment? It's really either they should be in a gurukula or should be homeschooled by you in your own home. Otherwise, you're sending them to the slaughterhouse. If at all possible, it should be done by everyone. What is the fastest way to obtain the platform of Shuddha Nam? Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master by initiation and become fully obedient to his instructions with all of your thoughts, words, and deeds in all times, places, and circumstances. What is the more potent type of devotional service? Meditating, remembering the Lord, or doing practical devotional service like deity worship. Deity worship is meditating on the Lord. Why do you make a differentiation? Deity worship is intense meditation on the Lord. So you have to merge it all into one thing, actually. Just like here I'm, and this is meditation also on the Lord by preaching about the Lord. Everything you do should be done meditationally, whether you're going out and distributing books, whether you're giving classes, whether you're mopping the floor. You should understand this is Krishna's temple. I'm doing this for Krishna. You have to do everything not blindly, but with full intelligence and understanding and realization. Everything you've done should be done meditatively. Is there male and female personalities in the spiritual world? Yes. There's the gopas and the gopis. Or are we all spirit and can come in any form? Actually, the spirit soul can take a male or a female form, and sometimes they take both. Just like in the spiritual world, there are two different things going on. There's Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. So we see examples of devotees who are in both pastimes. In Chaitanya Leela, they have a male form, and simultaneously in Krishna Leela, they have a female form. So in the spiritual world, you can simultaneously be a man and a woman at the same time. Rupa Goswami is an example. He's Rupa Manjari in Krishna Leela and Rupa Goswami in Chaitanya Leela. So you can be a man and a woman both at the same time in the spiritual world. Do two things at the same time. It's pretty inconceivable, but it's a path. You can do them. If you're attached both to Lord Chaitanya and Van Krishna, you could have both a male and a female form is possible. Simultaneously. Practically, when we have a newborn kid at home who requires attention practically most of the time, how can we still remain enthusiastically in devotional service? By making him a devotee. Your child is the greatest opportunity for you to be absorbed in the devotional service. You engage that child 24 hours a day in devotional service. Just like Mother Jasoda and Krishna, you see. You have to always, you can sing for your baby when he's little, just sing for the baby, sing bhajans all day long. Just fill the child with Krishna consciousness, or play tapes, talk about Krishna, you know, teach the child how to bow down in your altar, to your altar, all these things. Having a child is the greatest opportunity to advance in Krishna consciousness. How to maintain our sadhana in this case? Well, as far as your japa goes, get up early when the child's sleeping and chant your round before he wakes up. And the Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada states one has to surpass the brahminical stage and reach the Vasudeva stage to understand the personality of Godhead. Can you please explain this Vasudeva stage? That's the mode of pure goodness. That's called devotional service. Complete surrender to Guru and Krishna. That's the Vasudeva stage. How do we know what our material quota is? When should we stop over-endeavoring? Well, as far as I'm concerned, Prabhupada gave us this quota. He said, become Guru and deliver the whole world. So until we deliver the whole world, we haven't met our quota yet. And so we have to keep endeavoring until the whole world is Krishna conscious. And then once it is done, we can sit back and relax. Well, now the whole world, all the high court judges are wearing tilak. They're having kirtan in every government house of the whole world. Prabhupada's books are the standard education in all the schools. Now we can take a little break, have a little rest and relaxation. Until then, it's working hard to deliver the whole world. Of course, we can have some rest and recreation when we're doing that. Some club jamas, you know. It's okay. Keep us energized. How do we know what our varna is? Just become the sold-out disciple of the spiritual master and do whatever he tells you to do. That is your varna. Just follow your guru's orders. Can you explain why Krishna says you are not the doer? Are we not the doers of our actions? Actually, all the activities are being conducted by the material nature. As long as you remain in the material world, you're not the doer. You're just like a puppet in the hands of Maya Devi, Durga Devi. You're letting her do you. You're not really doing. You're just being manipulated by the modes of nature under her control. But when you actually become the true performer of activities, that is the spiritual platform. So if you want to actually become the performer of activities and not just a puppet come to the spiritual platform. Can you please share an enthusiastic memory of Vishnu Janaswami? Okay, let's think here. Yeah. When I first came around, I was a long-haired hippie, big beard and hair down to my shoulders. As I went to the Lord Chaitanya Festival there in Dallas, and they needed somebody to play the kazi. Now, Muslims always have beards, you see. So they had me play the kazi in the drama of Lord Chaitanya and the kazi. I was the kazi. So I had a friend who he wasn't a devotee living in the temple. He wasn't even a member. He was just thought it was really cool, the hairstyle of the devotees. He got in a sikha with a shaved head. And he encouraged me. He took me to the same barber the shop that had given him the sikha and the shaved head. So I went to the same barber shop, and I came out with a clean shaven face and a sikha and a shaved head. I wasn't living in the temple. I was just living on the outside, but I thought it was really cool, you know. And when I came to the temple, Vishnu Janaswami got on the phone with the temple president in Dallas where we'd had the festival. He said, "Guess what? The Kazi shaved up." So that very much enthused me that I gave up my identity. I was the Kazi, and now I was the shaved up person. Prabhupada Gita says, chapter 3 often refers to karma yoga as devotional service. Can you explain this? Yeah, karma yoga means to act for Krishna, to take all of your activities and dovetail them with Krishna. That's why it's called karma yoga. What is the importance of varnashram in our practical lives? It helps us to remember Krishna. We accept varnashram to the extent that it helps our Krishna consciousness. If it's in the way of Krishna consciousness, we don't accept it. But we accept varnashram to the extent that it helps us in our Krishna consciousness. Yena tena prakarena mana krishna ina veshaya sarvavidhi nisheda yor eta yor vikinkaraha, Rupa Goswami says. First, somehow or other, fix your mind in Krishna, and then all the rules and regulations will automatically come as servants. So our main focus is Krishna consciousness, and then we take the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma that follow Krishna consciousness in the wake of Krishna consciousness. What is higher taste? Krishna. If Krishna is everything, so why are there so many religions out there? It's only one religion, and that is to surrender to the Lord in pure love. These other things are pseudo-religions. They approach God, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me. That's not religion. That's not religion. They're not religions. These are all pseudo-religions. So Krishna says, give up this pseudo-religion, sarva-dharman purajaja, and just surrender to me. There's only one religion. That's to fully surrender ourselves to the Supreme Person. Whether you call him Allah or Krishna or Jehovah, that's not an issue. But you have to fully surrender yourself as a humble servant of that Supreme Person. That is the one religion. Krishna did not make so many religions. These are all invented by men in their desire to exploit others. It's political. They come out of political considerations of exploitation. My mind is too distracted all the time while doing any activity. Then why don't you try chanting Hare Krishna some more? Increase the quality and quantity of your japa. I feel there was too much of Krishna. Could you explain why only Krishna? My class is too Krishna conscious, they're saying. It's too much Krishna consciousness in this class. We need to cut down on the Krishna consciousness. You're getting a little too Krishna conscious here. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not Krishna conscious enough. And you got it wrong. Krishna is the source of everything. Everything is coming from him. Everything exists within him. It's like saying, here's what you're saying is like this. Just like when you eat, where does your food go? It goes to the belly, right? It all goes to the belly. Now the hands may complain, or the knee may complain. You're giving too much food to the belly. You should be giving some food to me. I'm down here. I'm the knee. Why don't you take that rice and rub it on my kneecap? You see, you don't understand the science. If you think there's too much Krishna, it's like the parts of the body complaining. Actually, there's a story. A prophet gives a story from the Vedas. The parts of the body were very agitated. This is too much for the belly. Too much, like you're saying, too much Krishna. Well, there's too much food going to the belly. They were complaining. Why the belly gets all the food? Like, why only Krishna? Same thing. So they decided to, they formed a labor union, and then they went on strike. Don't feed the belly. Don't feed the belly. The belly is a fascist pig. Don't feed the belly. You see, they're demonstrating, they're chanting their mantras, marching back and forth. So they were going in with great enthusiasm the first day. The second day, they got a little bit toned down. But the third day, they lost all their energy, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. Finally, somebody said, you know, if we don't feed the belly, we lose all of our energy. I think we better call another meeting of the labor union. So they got together and realized they had to serve the belly. So you're thinking this is too much Krishna. We're giving too much food to the belly. We need to distribute the food to all the bodily parts. You don't realize that by putting Krishna in the center, that's how everyone becomes totally, completely satisfied, including you. So you got to learn this science. Don't be in the illusion of thinking that there's any such thing as too much Krishna consciousness. There's only one problem in the world, and that is the lack of Krishna consciousness. Go ahead.
We know how to take everything from Krishna, but when we have to give, we say it's too much Krishna.
That's right. We take everything from Krishna, but I don't want to give anything back. I'll give you a little token, Krishna, you know. I don't want to give everything to you. I mean, who are you anyway? Krishna is giving you everything. Don't you have any decency to reciprocate with him? He's giving you everything. And you don't want to give him your full self back? He's giving himself fully to you. You don't want to give yourself fully to him? What are you, some ingrate? Some kind of ingrate? Is it? How to overcome laziness? By love. While bringing a friend to Krishna consciousness, it's starting the mind is something, is as enthusiastic, it gradually forgets to call again and becomes less enthusiastic. How to feel enthusiasm? In the beginning we're very enthusiastic. Sometimes devotees lose their enthusiasm. We see it happen many, many times in our movement. People start off with a big bang, you know, boom, I'm going to become a pure devotee in 3 weeks, and they're really fired up, and yeah. But then something happens, they lose their enthusiasm. So how do you think is you have to understand when a woman gets married, she can't have a baby immediately. It takes time, you see. So when you take up this process, you may not see Krishna face to face, eye to eye, after 3 weeks. It may take you a few decades or a few lifetimes to reach the point of seeing Krishna face to face. You just have faith in the process and keep plugging away. And if you're steady, what is that? The hare and the tortoise. Who won the race? The hare or the tortoise? The tortoise won the race. The steadily plotter. The steadily plotter. He won. Not the flash in the pan. Zoom. You see. So you don't need to be a flash in the pan devotee. You be a steadily plotting devotee. Boom. Da-dum. That's every day. Your rounds. Follow the principles. Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Become obedient to your guru. Follow your authorities. Work cooperatively with your family members. In this way, develop a nice Krishna conscious lifestyle, and I guarantee you, you'll achieve Krishna very soon. How to always think of Krishna is very difficult with a kid in the family. You already answered that one. You make your kid Krishna conscious, and that will be your Krishna consciousness, to make him Krishna conscious. How do we deal with the material desires that keep popping up in our heart? It's like a balloon. Take a little pin and pop them. Pop a balloon. Just pop those balloons. Pop, pop, pop. The material desires come, just pop them. Pop, 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 pop. It's like a balloon, you know. You can take a pin and pop the balloons. All that you're being bombarded with material desires, balloons of material desires, just pop every pop, 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 pop all those material desires. They're all pop. So pop the pop. Can you please elaborate? I'm going to add something more to you. Feel free. Is there a second microphone? It's a very good point that Vishnu Priyamanaji is making, reminding us of Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, text number 70. Let's see, the translation begins like, I remember the Sanskrit, how does the Sanskrit translate? Let's see, the purport is this. I'll give you the purport. I forget the English translation, but the purport is that so many rivers are flowing into the ocean constantly, but the ocean always keeps the same level. So many material desires come into the heart, may come into your heart when you're practicing Krishna consciousness. You may have been a lusty person previously, so you may have some lusty thoughts coming into your brain. You see, while you're chanting your rounds, all of a sudden you think about a girl or something like that, or a boy, you see. We have the translation. I just need the first line. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but always remains still, can alone achieve peace, and not the person who strives to satisfy such desires. So a lusty thought or an angry thought or a greedy thought, or latent, these thoughts come and you just say, okay, here it comes. Don't let it affect you. Here it comes, let it go, you see. You're chanting around, so you just think about some woman, you know, start meditating on a woman's body or a man's body. Whatever comes in, you just say, well, that's a foreign thought. Just let it keep going. Okay, here you go. Just keep going, guy. Just keep going. You're not going to stop here with me. It's just some dirty thing from the past floating through. Just let it keep on floating. You don't have to grab onto it. Just let it, don't say, oh, no, now I can't be a devotee. I thought about having sex with some woman or something like that. No, just let it, you know, here it comes, now let it go. You see? Don't be affected by it. Don't be disturbed by it. Just say, okay. It just shows me I have a way to go in developing my Krishna consciousness. It's reminding me I'm a neophyte. I'm just reminded I am a neophyte because I'm thinking about sex when I'm chanting my rounds or something else like that, you see. It just reminds me I'm a neophyte. I got a way to go. So don't worry about it. Let it come, let it go. Like the ocean, the rivers come in and then they evaporate back. They're coming in and they're evaporating. So it comes in, let it evaporate. The sex thoughts comes in, the greedy thoughts, the angry thoughts. Let them come in, just let them evaporate. As they come in, they just let them evaporate. If they come in, you're not destroyed. The ocean is not destroyed by the rivers that enter into it. It keeps the same level. So you will not be destroyed if some lusty, angry, or greedy thought enters your brain. Just let it evaporate and you'll be okay. Just let those rascal thoughts evaporate and keep going. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Can you please elaborate answers about the association of devotees? Well, associated with devotees, Saru Sangha, Saru Sangha, Sarva Shastrikai, Sadhu Sangha Lava Matta Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Chaitanya Charitamrita reminds us that even by a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord, one can achieve all perfection. So, as far as I'm concerned, I take the devotees as my life and soul. I gain great strength. Just like right now, I had something to do while I'm on the road. I downloaded the biography of Jamuna. I got godbrother Jamuna. It's a huge two-volume thing, and I put it in my iPad. So now on the airplane, I have something to do. I'm reading Jamuna's book. I'm finding such great strength just by reading about her devotion to Prabhupada. You see, what an amazing the life she had in serving Prabhupada, how much she was dedicated, and how much Prabhupada reciprocated with her. It's just unbelievable how much mercy. So this is an example. I'm getting so much strength in meditating on my beloved God sister, Jamuna Devi Dasi. I'm getting immense spiritual strength just by remembering her. And now when the Govinda prayers come in the morning, they become even more meaningful for me because she's leading them, you see. So that's an example. You know, you take advantage of the other devotees, appreciate their qualities, their wonderful devotional activities. Just like my wife also, I'm incredibly indebted to her, thinking about how dedicated she is to assisting me, undergoing so many austerities, traveling all over the world. I can't think of any other woman who could do what she's doing. I mean, I'm just amazed by her devotional service. She's a great inspiration for me. So in this way, try to appreciate other devotees, you see. Try to appreciate other devotees. In this way, you will get so much strength. In fact, unless you're devoted to the devotees, Krishna says, you are not my devotee. So if you don't have devotion for the devotees, you're nowhere. I'll tell you right now to your face, you are nowhere if you don't have devotion for devotees. This is not my word. This is Krishna's words to Arjuna. In the Adi Purana, he says, Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mag bhaktanam chi ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. It's like I'm always thinking about Vishnu Jan Swami also, you see. So he says, Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So find those devotees you can be devoted to. Find a person you can fully give your life to, you accept as your guru, you see. In this way, become devoted to guru and Vaishnava. This is Narottam Das's instruction. Anande balohari bhajavrindavan shri guru Vaishnava pade manjayaman. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Always remember the holy land of Vrindavan and always meditate on the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So in this way, you must make the Vaishnavas, just like Narottam said, Ramachandra Sange Narottamadas. I'm always thinking of my beloved Ramachandra Chakravarti. Narottam said that. I'm always hankering for his association. So in this way, you should always be hankering for the association of this devotee, that devotee, etc., 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 within your heart. And that will make you recognized by Krishna as a devotee. Otherwise, if you have no feelings for the devotees, you're nowhere. I'll just tell you straight again to your face, you are nowhere if you have no feelings for the Vaishnavas. You are nowhere. Krishna will not accept you. Period. You're nowhere. Spiritually nowhere, ma'am. But if you have love for the devotees, you have affection for devotees, Krishna says, oh, here is my devotee. Elaborate on the answer of dealing with the devotees. If you have love for the devotees, you'll be so respectful to them. You'll offer your obeisances to them, you'll serve them, you'll want to hear from them, you want to help them in every way possible in their Krishna consciousness. If we are not the doer, then why is it we suffer for our activities? If you join the wrong group, you may follow, just like if you join, let's say you join ISIS, and now you're under the order of your ISIS commander, and the Australian government captures you and say you were guilty of doing so many things for ISIS, so now we're going to put you to death. But I was just following orders. I can't really blame me. What could I do? If I didn't do it, my ISIS commander would kill me. You know, he ordered me to murder all these children and all these things. So, what can I do? I had to follow orders, otherwise they'd kill me. But it was your stupid decision to join ISIS to begin with. So therefore, you're responsible. So whatever you may do while you're under the influence of the material energy is completely your responsibility, because it was your choice to give up Krishna and try to be an independent person. And So you are responsible for everything you do under the influence of material energy, because it was your stupid choice to leave Krishna and try to be independent of him. How people on the street get affected when they hear a devotee chanting, they become purified. Prabhupada says we are forcing, by our Harinam, we are forcing them to become pious. Even if they go like this, get the hell out of here. They're all getting purified by the kirtan. Everyone. People who like it, the people who hate it. Prabhupada said, if you want to hate, hate Krishna. So let's make them Krishna conscious, whether they're kamsas or whether they're devotees. Let them all become Krishna conscious, you see. How can we encourage devotees to participate in Harinam Sankirtan? By doing it with great enthusiasm, inviting them out and having a big feast for all those who went out. Bribe them with a prasadam feast after the Harinam. Prabhupada, actually, when I joined, we didn't have book distribution going on yet. Prabhupada said, go every day on Harinam Sankirtan. Prabhupada's order, every day go. That's for living in the ashram. He said, go every day on Harinam Sankirtan. So that means every devotee should take every chance they have to go out on Harinam. If it's once a week or twice a week, every devotee should take every single opportunity, because that's what Prabhupada wanted. Book distribution and Harinam are the most important activities of our movement. What should we move about chanting on the street? To share the mercy of Krishna with suffering people of this world. And that's on the one hand. On the other hand, this is the greatest opportunity for you to go deeper, deeper, deeper into Nama Ruchi, the sweet taste of the name. Because the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So it's a selfish activity for your own spiritual enlightenment, and it's a compassionate activity to enlighten the suffering, delusioned souls of this material world. Okay, this is the last one. How can the soul, being spiritual, ever get a taste from material desire satisfaction? It cannot. There is no taste here. It's simply an illusion of taste. There is absolutely no taste in this material sense gratification. If the mind is the only place that satisfaction is felt, then what is the role of the spirit soul? The spirit soul's role is to actually taste the satisfaction of loving relationship with the Supreme. That's the spirit soul's role. The mind's role is to go one way or the other. The mind can be one way or the other, the best friend or the best enemy. If you take your mind and engage it in Krishna consciousness, your mind becomes your best friend. If you engage your mind in sense gratification, it is your worst enemy. The soul's role is to serve Krishna, and the mind has a twofold function: to either be absorbed in Krishna or to go away from Krishna. So you have your choice how you want to engage your mind. But if you engage it in sense gratification, you lose the happiness of your spiritual identity, and you go like a haunted soul, like a ghost, from one body to another, haunting different types of situations that try to be satisfied and never getting satisfied in any of them. So, we can stop here. And we thank you all very much for coming tonight. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.
Jai.